VoiceAmerica.com.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Wow. All right, everyone. This is an incredible show today. I want to thank every one of you for your support, and especially the support of us going to 2 hours on my Monday through Friday show. All of this comes from a place of such deep gratitude for me and in honoring each and every one of you that have turned that dial from day one, tuned in, and have stayed with us. I want to really, really let you know that this is so important to us. We're putting together a number of campaigns to honor each and every one of you that have supported this show along the way. And we're bringing you the best of the best. And let me just tell you a little bit about today's show, because I have just finished reading a book. And one of the things that I love about what I do is I not only get to talk to some of the most inspirational, earth-moving people, but I get to read and learn as I'm doing this. Now, let me just say this. The book that I'm holding in my hand, I think Neil Donald Walsh says it all. He says, "This may be the most important book you have ever read. I am grateful to Peggy McCall for having written it." That's Neil Donald Walsh. The book is Your Destiny Switch. Now, many of you are thinking, your destiny switch? Do I have control over that? By the end of today's show, you'll not only understand what this means, but you'll be ready to take action in your life in a way that you have not done it before. Peggy McCall is an internationally recognized expert in the area of destiny achievement. Her purpose is to make a positive contribution to the lives of millions of others. And this is so in line with the show that we do here and what Peggy has done. She has inspired people. She has created a forum for people like you and me to tap into what she's learned over the past 25 years. She's learned from people like Bob Proctor. She's learned from people like Joe Vitale. And she's taken her work to the next level that it needs to be for each and every one of us. And that is to sit down, write a book about how each and every one of us can master our emotions and attract the life of our dreams. This is not a joke. This is an invitation. Peggy, welcome to the show today.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Pat. It's an absolute pleasure to be here and a privilege to serve.
Well, and it shows in your book, and I want to come right out of the gate with a question that I ask everyone, because you've got a pretty incredible story as well, not to mention that you're helping so many people now take their gifts out into the world. When I read your book, I was struck by your own journey. And there's a question that I ask that has come from my listeners, and it's about your own challenges and obstacles. And it goes like this: given all that you've done and all that you are, what are some of the challenges? What are some of the obstacles that you personally have had to overcome to bring you to this very moment?
Oh, such a great question. I can understand that question because it was a question I was asking others as well while I was going through my journey. Well, I've had a number of different situations, and I firmly believe that we're all faced with challenges every day, and it's really not what happens to us. It's more about how we respond to it, and that's where our emotions play such a key role. So for me, when I was 20 years old, a young woman working for an organization, I was very negative and extremely insecure, and so much so that I didn't want to have a mirror in my home and certainly couldn't look at one if I happened to pass by one. And, it may not sound like a big deal. I wasn't living in a garbage can or anything along those lines, but I was very insecure and just had an unhappy existence. And you could see it in my physical being, the way I was holding myself, etc. And so it was Bob Proctor that really opened up my eyes when he said, you can't escape from a prison unless you know you're in one. And it was such a an epiphany for me that it was the day that my life changed forever, because I realized that I had created this prison myself. No one else did. It wasn't somebody else's fault that I was so miserable and so unhappy and so depressed. And once I realized that, then I decided I would take control and take charge. And then I went to work. And I literally went to work on myself. But there have been other challenges along the way that have come up. And what I've discovered is that when I can recognize what's going on inside of me and notice where my emotional levels are, and then make a new decision to switch to a much higher level and to look at the experiences as a blessing, and that there's a gift in everything. And when I can look at that, recognize that, experience the gift, and then choose to feel something differently and choose to experience something differently, then I'm going to create a different experience, a much more enjoyable experience, as I move further into the future.
You know, Peggy, one of the things that I love about what you're saying is that you're talking about your life as if you are an empowered being. And so many people are sitting and will listen to this show and be thinking about their own lives as if they don't have the power to do, as you suggest in this book, flip the switch.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we have this conversation with folks, the question that comes up for me is, what was the key? What was the thing for you, the moment of truth, where you discovered that you are truly an empowered being?
It was again that moment with Bob Proctor, because if you imagine, like I'm sitting in my living room right now, and in the dining room next door I have a dimmer switch on the wall that allow me to either illuminate the light to be very bright in the room, or to put it right down to the lowest level and it'll be very dark. And so when you're in that dark place, as I was in a very, very dark place, everything was dark, and I couldn't even see that there was a option or opportunity for me to change how I was feeling. Because when you're dark, it just becomes hopeless. It's a feeling of hopelessness.
It's dark.
It is very dark.
It is dark.
It was literally just a matter of a few words that triggered it for me. It was just those words that you cannot escape from a prison unless you know you're in one, that caused the light to be illuminated. And not that it moved up to some big bright level. It wasn't quite like that. But even if you're in a dark room and you move that dimmer switch up a little bit, you will start to see a little clearer. I started to see a little clearer. And then once I started to see a little clearer, and then started to look for what are my opportunities, what are the things that I could be doing and being to feel better, then the light went a little bit brighter and a little bit brighter. And I'm not suggesting people go from the darkest level to the highest level at the snap of their fingers, although apparently we can do that. I think that's really some enlightened beings that are walking on the face of the earth. But really what I'm suggesting in my book, Your Destiny Switch, is not that you're not going to feel negative emotions again. That's not what I'm saying. I don't think there's any human being that's functioning on this earth that will be able to, or are walking around having only positive experiences. What I'm suggesting is, let's just notice what we're feeling that's dark and causing the darkness, and us to not see or feel things that feel good or look good or opportunities that are right in front of us, and just switch that. Just increase the level a little bit. Let's illuminate it.
Well, I love the conversation about emotions. You know, we started to kick this conversation off, I think, I go back to the book that was written on emotional intelligence, and people kind of looking at that and saying, like, what?
Right.
So are we really going to talk about emotions right now, and especially in our corporate world, in our family lives? Are we going to talk about having different levels of emotions when we've grown up, perhaps in a society that says suck it up and just move on?
Mm-hmm.
But you have made a really key point about emotions and why they're so important, and I'd love for you to share that with our listeners.
Well, I see emotions as being on a scale. And I call it the scale of human emotions. And to me, it's a very important part of Your Destiny Switch. And it was Aristotle who did a book called The Art of Rhetoric, where he paired emotions as opposites. So the opposite of kindness is unkindness. The opposite of anger or rage is calm, and the opposite of love is hate, etc. And so when I looked at that, I realized that that's how we operate. We are on, we're basically all functioning on a scale of human emotions, and we're moving up that scale or down that scale or somewhere in between. And so the scale of human emotions for me was created, and it's expressed and shared in your Destiny Switch, showing 12 human emotions that are on the scale, and there's 7 levels for each emotion. And it's also on my website, destinyswitch.com. And we've just launched this site. It's actually just in launch stage right now. And it'll allow people to go on there. And if they just want to find out, what are the emotions that I'm expressing right now? Because I'll tell you, 27 years ago, or 29 years ago, 28 years ago, I'm losing the years, I did not know what I was feeling. And I find a lot of people are like that. I don't know what my dominant emotions are, so let's find out what they are. So you can go to destinyswitch.com. Right from the front page, you can go through an emotional analysis. There's no cost for this. And go through and just find out, what are your dominant emotions? And then what we've also placed there are the recommendations for raising up the level. We'll give an explanation for where you're at and how to raise it up the level, and then you'll see what all the different levels are. But that's how I constructed the scale of human emotions. And to me, it's just common sense. It's very simple. I believe that we really need to distill things down to simplicity, and that's what I believe that we've accomplished with your Destiny Switch and with the Destiny Switch website.
And I want to just let everyone know, I mean, the website is filled with information and, of course, as Peggy mentioned, interactive tools that you can use. You know, if the book, Your Destiny Switch, Peggy, is really, as I said before, an invitation for a different conversation at so many different levels. It really is, because, and I think for both men and women, what has been the response that you've gotten from men on the book? Because a lot of people think, okay, we know the men are from Mars and women are from Venus.
Right.
But they experience emotions too.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And it's so interesting that you ask that, because in my mind, even as I was writing it, I was thinking, this book is for women. And I'm absolutely amazed at the responses that I'm getting from men. Well, my husband thinks that every man in America should have a copy of the book. And he said that because of the impact he has seen on my own life. So when things have happened, let's say, in our lives where it was upsetting, and so for a moment I'll experience or feel that feeling of being upset, and then I'll switch. And I'll give you an example. We were having some work done on our home, and we added an exercise room and an additional bathroom. And so we were given an estimate on what it would cost, and so I thought, that's fine, so we said, go ahead. Well, when the work was done, I got the bill, and it was twice what was estimated.
Oh, gosh.
And so I wasn't really amused, and so I was quite upset. And so I was heading out he wanted to be paid the day that it was finished, and so I was heading over to the bank, and I was extremely frustrated. And my husband could see that. Denny could see that. So I got in my car and I started heading over there, and I called him from the car. I had been in my car 2 minutes, and I called him from the car. I said, I'm okay now. And he said, what do you mean? I said, well, I'm no longer frustrated. I feel fine about it, and I'm actually feeling great. And not that he was really concerned or anything, but I was, you know, he could tell I was upset. And I wasn't like going crazy or anything, but I was upset. And so he said, well, how come? And I said, well, I just decided to switch because I got in the car and I noticed what I was feeling. And it wasn't feeling good, to be honest with you. I was frustrated. And then I thought, well, what about that makes me frustrated? Do I think that there's not going to be, you know, the more money? Do I think that somehow that this is going to harm us in some way? If I felt that, then I would be experiencing the emotion of lack. And so what do I choose to experience right now? So in your Destiny Switch, I give a 3-step approach, and I just say, observe what you're feeling, decide if you want to continue to feel that way or feel something else, and then switch. And that's exactly what I did. I call it ODS, odds, observe, decide, switch. So I called them and I said, I'm fine about that.
Well, and this is something that we're going to share with everyone today, because you too can flip that switch. You too can move and change. Peggy McCall with me today. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, more with your Destiny Switch right here on the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I want to let everyone know that this book is available everywhere. Check out the website, destinyswitch.com, as well. We'll be right back. More with Peggy. Lots to share. Get ready to change your life. We'll be right back.
The authority in Internet Talk Radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Hey, Julie, where have you been?
Benny, I just returned from a fabulous seminar with Karen Ramsey, learning about how my relationship to money is holding me back from living the life I want.
Well, I can't seem to save enough money to contribute to an IRA these days, but I think, you know, it's just too late to start now.
Well, Benny, I see that you just bought yourself a latte this morning, and how many times a day do you do that?
I'd say like two or three times a day, but I mean, seriously, what's your point, Julie?
If you save the money you spend on just one latte a day, you'd easily be able to contribute $1,400 a year to your IRA.
No kidding. I never thought about it that way.
Well, Karen Ramsey says it's never too late to start, no matter where you are. And the sooner you start, the better.
Well, you know, that's fine with people with money, but how can someone like me afford financial advice from someone like Karen Ramsey?
Well, you don't need to be wealthy to get excellent financial advice. In fact, why not tune into her new show beginning October 12th and learn about the myths about money that keep us from living the lives we're meant to live? And visit her on the web at caringmoney.com. That's caringmoney.com.
The Empowerment Partnership, empowering the lives of thousands of people around the world just like you. Their mission is to empower you with an understanding of what makes you and others tick, and to teach you the tools and techniques that will unlock your hidden gifts. The Empowerment Partnership, whatever you think you are, you're more than that. To learn more, call 1-800-800-MIND or go to NLP.com. Mention the Dr. Pat Show to receive a special discount.
Releasing the past and stepping fully into the present is now easier than imagined. Hi, I'm Sue Neufeld Ellis of QuantumHealing.us. Dr. Pat and I will be teaming up to give you many powerful ways to open the door to an extraordinary life. Tune in and discover how, starting February 15th. For more information and to receive 25 tips to reduce your stress, visit quantumhealing.us.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. If you want to find out more about us, if you want to find out what's going on, when we're going to be starting the Gift a Day program, again, just go to the website, www.thedrpatshow.com, thedrpatshow.com. Check it out. Sign up for our newsletter. We don't do anything funky with your email, but we do keep you informed. You will be the first to find out about special offers from our guests, from our sponsors, and get to hear about the lineup. So those of you that receive the newsletter, you got to hear about my guest today, Peggy McCall. Your Destiny Switch is the book. Peggy has been helping and inspiring people for over 25 years, and she has now released a book that is, for me, a great blueprint for understanding what is running my life and what I actually want to run my life. And so, Peggy, when I read your book, what I was really struck by is the theme that runs throughout the book, which is you and I control what's going on here. And for many of us, we've grown up in a way that says, nah, you know, we don't control it. This is really not for us. We can't really create what we want. You know, the fact that I don't have enough money in my bank book, you know, I should be pretty angry, pretty sad. And yet, at the same time, we're learning that that's not the case. Each and every one of us can change and shift our emotions to create the life. What are some of the most important emotions, positive emotions, that we can experience?
That's such a fabulous question, Dr. Pat. I love that question. I truly believe the most powerful emotion that we can possibly express is the emotion of love. I don't think there's a greater emotion than that one emotion of love. And I've read in some books, some of the tremendous great books of all time, that love is really the only emotion that there is, and everything else sort of stems from that. And that may be the case. That may very well be the case. But I truly believe that when we're feeling love, and it starts with loving ourselves, it truly starts with self-love. I was looking through some emails this morning, and I saw something. I can't remember exactly where it was because I have an overwhelming pile of emails today with my own campaign going on. But there was one email that said something about marrying yourself. And it caught my attention just enough to stop and take a quick look at it. And I thought, what a brilliant concept to marry yourself, because if you're going to marry yourself, you must obviously be in love with yourself. And I think that if we don't feel the love inside of us, then we cannot possibly experience it from someone else. And it's not someone else that causes us to feel love. It's what's going on inside of us. So love, I would say, has got to be the most powerful emotion that we can express.
You know, I wanted to ask you how do we create that switch? How do we move? I mean, you just described earlier in the show, you described how you created a shift from whether it was anger or frustration to a different place. And I think people have been baffled with how to actually create that change, how to move from a feeling that's not so good. And believe me, Peggy, I have had a few of these in my life. And how do we make that shift? I mean, how do we create these positive emotions the way that you described earlier?
Well, that can be done in an instant. And there is a section in your Destiny Switch called your Switching Your Emotions, and I have things called switching strategies. And they're really, again, quite simple. And I'll give you an example. This morning I drove my son, Michelle, to school, and I was coming back, and I started to think about the things that are on my website that weren't working properly. And for me, having a website, everything on it has to be absolutely perfect. It's just the standards that I really like to set for myself. And we just launched this brand new website. It just went live yesterday. And so there's some bugs in it. And then there's some things that with the internet that we can't quite explain, because my webmaster is saying to me, I don't see that problem. And I'm sitting here going, well, it's going to a dead end for me. And so I'm frustrated, right? Because it's a reflection on me. And so I'm driving back from my son's school this morning, and I'm starting to feel that frustration again. And it's coming up inside me, and I'm going, and I'm driving my car, right? And so I'm feeling, and it's not a good idea to be all tense when you're driving your car, in my opinion. So I can feel that tension coming up inside me. So first thing I did was notice, oh, okay, all right, let's observe here. Let's notice what's going on. And then I decided, okay, this is not going to help me. This is not going to serve me. This is an extraordinary day with a lot of great things going on. And I was having this interview with you this morning, Dr. Pat. So I just decided that's not what I want to feel right now. I just decided I'm going to switch. So what I did was I just took some deep breaths, just took in a nice deep breath and let it out. And then I asked myself the question, what is it that I want to feel right now? What do I want to experience? And I decided I want to experience the fun and the playfulness and the joy of having my book show up as bestseller on both lists today, which is what's happening. And so I just, it's almost like taking your head and rather than staring and focusing on one spot, just moving it over and looking somewhere else. So that those are switching strategies, very simple switching strategies that they can instantly change how you feel.
And, you know, most people would not know this strategy, and it sounds very simple, Peggy. It sounds very simple. Why do you believe that most people have difficulty making the switch? Why do you believe that people hang out in this place? Boy, and we'll get into this in a minute, some of the emotions in your book as well. Why do we hang out in some of these places that, as we started out saying, are pretty dark?
Yes, well, I believe the reason why we hang out in those situations is because we're habitual beings. So we wake up in the morning and we start to do the same things and we start to feel the same things. We start to think the same thoughts and we just continually recreate the same things in our life. And it's not that it's good nor bad. I'm not making a judgment on that. I'm just saying that it's just the way we are. We're habitual beings. We're habitual creatures. So we will continue to stay in dark places because we'll continue to see things the way we've always seen them or think the things that we've always thought or do the things that we've always done. So until we make some type of a subtle change, and it doesn't have to be a drastic one, until we start to make those changes. But I think it really starts where everything starts. If we bring it right back to the basics, it starts with just being aware. just being aware that, number one, I have that choice, and number two, I can do something about it. And so there was a quote that I included in my first book by Oliver Wendell Holmes, which I think is brilliant, and he said, "We all need a lesson in the obvious." So what I find that when I'm teaching my workshops or my teleclasses or even with Your Destiny Switch, that people will say to me, "This is so obvious." And they mean that in a very loving and a respectful way, meaning, "Why didn't I think of that?" It's right there. It's so obvious. And that was the very reason why I wrote the book, is because I wanted people to have simple tools.
You know, and what I want to say to everyone here that's just tuning in, I'm here with Peggy McCall, and the book is Your Destiny Switch. It is really a fabulous, fabulous book. Just about every page you turn in the book, there is a nugget here for you to really absorb and then take some action, including things like learn to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. You know, that one, I turned the page back on that one, because we, I believe, have an idea that being uncomfortable means something much more than that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Being uncomfortable, we create a whole series and a whole line of thinking about what that means. And yet for me, honestly, the times that I've really been shaken up in my life and have really been at kind of the pit of things have been the most incredible opportunity to really take my life to the next level. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, my thoughts on that are that two things immediately come to my mind is that when we feel uncomfortable, I think what comes up for people is fear. So they don't want to experience that feeling. It doesn't feel good. So what we're sort of accustomed to stepping back where it's comfortable. And Bob Proctor used to say, it's better to step forward into growth than step back into safety. And the first time I heard that, I thought, forward into growth. Well, that doesn't feel good. And so I'm stepping outside of my comfort zone, and Susan Jeffers wrote a phenomenal book called Feel the Fear and Go For It Anyway. So my suggestion with that is, okay, well, let's step forward into growth, or let's become uncomfortable with being comfortable. But instead of feeling that feeling of fear, or even to feel that feeling of fear, that's okay, because we are going to feel negative emotions. Just decide, can I move that up? It's on a switch, right? It's on a dimmer switch. So can I move that up to a higher level? Or how about if we just switch that emotion from fear to wonder and become curious about what's in front of us, and maybe inject a little bit of faith and have faith that it's all going to be just fine, and that in every experience that we have, there's a blessing. And so it's almost like going to the menu in a restaurant saying, I think I'll have some of this. I'll have some wonder, and I think I'll have a little bit of calm with that, because that'll just feel much better than the other end of that scale. And let's throw in a little bit of the faith. And that's just going to be delicious.
And that is, and I'm telling you, that is a gourmet meal. We're going to take a short break right now. When we come back, more with Peggy McCall. We're talking about Your Destiny Switch. Master your life, master your key emotions, and attract the life of your dreams right here on the Dr. Pat Show. When we come back, we're going to be exploring the world of setting goals and what kind of emotions do we assign to the different goals in our lives. So stay tuned, everyone. We're going to be right back with Peggy. Lots to come on the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by.
The powerhouse of Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to discover what's preventing you or your business from obtaining your goals, dreams, and vision. The Inquiring Mind is your partner. Listen Fridays at 11 a.m. as Stephanie Durham, professional life coach, presents ACEs, Authenticity, Choices, Empowerment, and Success. Spanning 25 years of successful business tenure, in addition to over 4 years of training with Caroline Mace at the CMED Institute, Stephanie's authenticity and vast knowledge helps you objectively explore wise choices with her finely attuned facilitator skills, leading you to personal empowerment and ultimate success. Do you know you have power to create what you want in your life and in business? You do. This message will self-absorb in 5 seconds. information, call us toll-free at 1-866-461-6463.
Hey, Julie, where have you been?
Benny, I just returned from a fabulous seminar with Karen Ramsey, learning about how my relationship to money is holding me back from living the life I want.
Well, I can't seem to save enough money to contribute to an IRA these days, but I think, you know, it's just too late to start now.
Well, Benny, I see that you just bought yourself a latte this morning, and how many times a day do you do that?
I'd say like 2 or 3 times a day, but I mean, seriously, what's your point, Julie?
If you save the money you spend on just one latte a day, you'd easily be able to contribute $1,400 a year to your IRA.
No kidding. I never thought about it that way.
Well, Karen Ramsey says it's never too late to start, no matter where you are. And the sooner you start, the better.
Well, you know, that's fine with people with money, but how can someone like me afford financial advice from someone like Karen Ramsey?
Well, you don't need to be wealthy to get excellent financial advice. In fact, why not tune into her new show beginning October 12th and learn about the myths about money that keep us from living the lives we're meant to live? And visit her on the web at KarenRamsey.com.
Are you aware of the invisible forces behind your behaviors? The Empowerment Partnership is, and they'd like to make them visible to you. One of the largest NLP training organizations in the world, says Dun & Bradstreet. The Empowerment Partnership is the industry gold standard in trainings for NLP, hypnosis, and the ancient Hawaiian spiritual system of Huna. Their students come from a wide-ranging background: business, education, psychology, and spirituality. Their mission is to empower you with an understanding of what makes you and others tick, and to teach you the tools and techniques that will unlock your hidden gifts. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that. Call 800-800-MIND or visit NLP.com and mention the Dr. Pat Show to receive a special discount.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Peggy and I were talking during the break. We have got some amazing things to share with you, but I want to come right out of the gate to let you know that the website that you can go to is DestinySwitch.com. There is a very special offer. Peggy, why don't you tell us a little bit about the offer?
Sure. Well, I have a number of wonderful supporters and who I'm all grateful for, and so there's approximately 100 and some odd of them, and and so what they've done is they've come together to offer these free gifts. They're free gifts. There's no cost whatsoever with these gifts, and there are downloadable e-books or audio programs, or there's some discounts off some live events and special reports and teleclasses and things like that. And out of those gifts, 15 of them are New York Times bestselling authors. So Neil Donald Walsh, Wayne Dyer, Louise Hay, Debbie Ford. And so all of those gifts are given away when someone invests in one copy, just one copy of your Destiny Switch, which they can get off Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. And all the details are on DestinySwitch.com. They're right on the front page. There's a little image there with some gifts and presents. And just click on that link to learn more, and it'll take them to the information on the special promotion.
Yes, and it's really incredible. You'll be able to take advantage of some of the most incredible gifts here on this special offer. And let me make sure that you all have the website again, so that you know that beyond the special offer, there's just lots here. Check out the interactive tools. DestinySwitch.com. The book we're talking about with Peggy is Your Destiny Switch, Master Your Key Emotions and Attract the Life of Your Dreams. You know, Peggy, this whole idea, you are a master. You're a goal achievement mentor, and you're a master at helping people, not only help them achieve their goals in whatever element of their lives, but, you know, more importantly, you're also one of the best and world-renowned experts in the field of Internet and e-book marketing, and book marketing, rather, on the Internet. And so all of this comes together in a conversation about, okay, Peggy, now I'm switching my emotions, but I'm really not achieving what I want in life. So that has to mean a couple of different things. Is it possible to align the wrong emotions with the goals that we want to achieve?
I think that it, you know, if we're focusing on the positive end of emotions, the higher end of emotions, and if we're thinking of the scale of human emotions, and some of those are love or faith or bliss or confidence, if we're focusing on the high end, I don't think it's, I think it's always positive. It's just going to always attract to you great things into your life. But here's where it gets really great and wonderful and magical in some ways. When we know what we want, and I think that the first step in really identifying our goals is number one, just deciding what it is that we want.
Okay.
If we're clear on what that is, then we can write that down, so we can commit it to paper. You don't even have to write it down. Just decide, okay, what I want to have is, and then you can define that. And then the next step is just saying to yourself, okay, so if I think that what I'd like to have is a wonderful, loving, happy marriage, as an example. What would that feel like? What do I need to be? What do I need to be expressing in order to have that? Because I remember one of the greatest things Bob Proctor ever taught me is he said to me, Peggy, he says, if you want to have a loving relationship, what kind of man do you want to be with? And he said, describe him to me. And so I described him. I said, I want a man who's very thoughtful and considerate and loving and expressive in his love. And he's loyal and he's confident and he's fun and all these things. So Bob said, well, are you all those things? I said, what a great question. And it made me stop and think about it. And so he saw I was thinking about it, and he wasn't really looking for an answer. It was more like a rhetorical question.
Yes.
But what he said is, if you want to have that type of person or that type of relationship in your life, then you need to become that type of person yourself, and you will attract that into your life. It's the same thing with these emotions. If we want to have a loving relationship, what are we going to feel when we have that loving relationship? Well, I'm going to feel a lot of love. I'm going to feel really good. I'm going to have the faith that it's going to be there. I'm going to feel that bliss. I'm going to feel harmony and that connection with someone else, and maybe even have a little courage, because some people have been hurt in relationships before, and so they may have to engage that emotion called courage. And so if we feel those emotions, then all we need to do is just focus on key emotions. That's why the Your Destiny Switch subtitle is Master Your Key Emotions. What I recommend is four. Pick the four emotions that you want to focus on, and they might be four emotions that you're going to focus on this month, and they may be different next month. It depends on what you're really working toward. And there's no right or wrong answer. It's for you. What do you feel? What are you going to feel when you have that? So for me, I might want to focus on love. I always choose love. It's one of my emotions that I consistently focus on. I may also choose faith. I may choose to have courage, and I may choose to have harmony. And so those are the emotions that I'm going to focus on while I'm thinking about, imagining, feeling, and experiencing in my gut, you know, at the cellular level is what they call it, that I'm already experiencing and enjoying that emotion. And when you do that, when it actually shows up, it doesn't feel any different because you've already been having that experience.
You know, part of this is really getting in touch with which emotion we're actually experiencing in the moment, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It can really seem like a really mixed bag of things. I mean, I know for me, at different points in my life, it's been really hard to really, you know, jump up and say, what am I really feeling? But, you know, you outline in this book, there are a number of different tables in the book that people can, you know, refer to. There are a number of different strategies, as you've said, that people can refer to. What happens when we have multiple emotions going on at the same time?
Well, that's a great question. Well, what I think we need to do is just decide what's dominant in our what we're feeling right now. And that's one of the beautiful things, the wonderful things with yourdestinyswitch.com or destinyswitch.com. Actually, both domain names work, yourdestinyswitch.com and destinyswitch.com. There's the ability on there to go through a full-scale analysis of all emotions. It'll tell you what your dominant emotions are. But let's say we're feeling all kinds of emotions, and they're all sort of coming up at any one time. What I suggest is that we just notice that which emotion, it's usually one that's really pressing or causing us the most discomfort, and it could be fear. It could be anxiety. It could be rage. And then just decide that that's the one that you're going to focus on right now. What you're going to find, if you imagine, Dr. Pat, that there is a panel of these dimmer switches across the wall, And let's say that you have a whole bunch of them that are low at this particular moment. Like, you could be feeling discouragement. You could be feeling empty. You could be feeling rage. You could be feeling depression. You could be feeling hate for someone. And if you just take one of those switches, just one, and you start to move it up or move your emotional level up the scale and start to feel better and start to move to a love, a feeling of love or more loving emotion, there's almost like an invisible thread that goes from one switch to the other, and it moves the other ones up. So even as you're focusing on only one emotion, even if you're feeling negative emotions at other levels, all you need to do is just move up one level of the emotion, and that invisible thread will cause the other ones to go up as well.
And I love the table that you put, that you have in the book, and it's under the category of avoiding destructive emotions, because, you know, you actually help us understand, which emotion we're experiencing. For example, I was looking at this last night, and I looked at the impatience, the experience that we're having. And you go on to say that, you know, this may be because we're trying to rush things, because we've lost faith in the creative process of the universe. You're narrowing your focus and limiting your thoughts of possibility. And then you say you might choose to feel instead patience, faith, confidence, calm. I mean, this is such a wonderful way to outline this for people, because, you know, the bottom line is, if you don't know which side of this you're on, you can go down and look at the explanations you give and relate to some of that. I mean, and that's what I found myself doing. I don't know if you planned this way, Peggy, but what I found myself doing is going right to that middle column on the table. And really looking at this, and I thought, wow, look at this. You're forgetting that you're forgetting or are unaware of who you are, what you're capable of, and what possibilities are available to you. You're fearful that you're not good enough, talented enough, skilled enough. Your confusion hides feelings of worthlessness. I mean, this is so wonderful, especially for people that have not really used their emotions in a way or gotten in touch with their emotions. They can go right to that middle part on the table and then figure it out. Okay. This is wonderful. How did you come up with this? What was it that you felt would be important about looking at our emotions in this way?
I have goosebumps as you ask me that question. That table was such, it played such a big role for me, and I'll tell you why I came up with this. There was a book written by an exceptional woman by the name of Louise Hay.
Oh, yeah.
And you know Louise.
Yeah.
And, of course, Hay House has published this book, which I'm so thrilled with. And in the 80s, I purchased Louise Hay's book called You Can Heal Your Life.
Mm-hmm.
And in that book, she has a table. And I refer to that table. I have her book on my coffee table. And inside that book, she has, well, table chart. We'll call it a chart. And so inside her book, she has a chart that says, you know, if this is going on in your body, so if you're experiencing pain in your foot as an example, then here's what it could possibly mean. Maybe you're afraid to step forward. And then she gives an affirmation to help you change how you're feeling about that particular part of your body or what's going on inside of your body. And that was an incredible resource for me. It's something that I've referred to not every day, but definitely on many occasions since 1980. I believe it was when I got that book 22 years ago. People need tools. They need simple tools. That's why I created this chart, is because this was a tool that I created for myself, just a reference guide, something I can turn back from. And I just felt, you know what, I'm using it. It works. It's helpful. It's valuable. It's beneficial. I'm going to include it in your Destiny Switch so that it can help others. And I see this particular segment of the book as being an area where people will refer to often.
Well, you know, of course, because I, you know, you can go right down to, and the one that I looked at in particular that jumped up at me, it says, you don't have any goals or you're doing nothing toward achieving the ones you do have. And we look at what we're experiencing right now, which is being uninspired, being unmotivated. And the switch is to go to motivation, inspiration, wonder, you know, worthiness and faith. And when we look at faith and how it shows up in a number of different places in this chart, in the book, how do you, how would you describe faith? Let's hold that thought for a minute, because we're going to be taking a short break. But I wanted to ask you about how you describe faith. And more importantly, how did faith help you discover the four epiphanies in your book? Let's take a short break, everyone. When we come back, we'll be back with the Dr. Pat Show. Boy, my very special guest today, Peggy McColl. The book is Your Destiny Switch. We'll be right back, everyone. Stay tuned.
Listen wherever, whenever, VoiceAmerica.com.
New Times Naturally magazine is Tampa Bay's natural health magazine, now in their 20th year, covering body, mind, spirit, nutrition, physical fitness, yoga and Pilates, supplements, meditation, natural product, mental health and strength, spiritual growth, eco-earth, and more. Search for a local business, feature stories, media and product reviews, and an extensive calendar of events. Pick one up at your local business today or visit newtimesnaturally.com. That's newtimesnaturally.com.
Hi, this is Mark Victor Hansen, and you know me for the chicken soup for the soul, but right now I want to tell you that you got to listen to my friend Dr. Pat. If you want insights that are out of sight, if you want to go to the next level in your life, you keep listening to this show, because she is so kind and generous that she even lets me recommend my website, markvictorhansen.com, and if you go there, we want to give you goodies. But Pat is giving you the goodies of a bigger, better mind-brain complex so you can get results that have results that are residual, so you get to have money freedom, time freedom, spiritual freedom, relationship freedom, and go to the highest level, which she's teaching you, which is your genius freedom.
Huna is the ancient spiritual teachings of the people of Hawaii. Most people who study Huna want to know more about themselves and the world around them. If you are interested in a more spiritual view of the world and want to discover a whole new universe around you, then Huna is for you. Call 800-800-MIND or go to huna.com to learn about the March 10th through 18th Huna event in Kona, Hawaii. Mention the Dr. Pat Show when you call. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Would you like one of the most rewarding sales jobs of your life? The Dr. Pat Show has rapidly grown into the number one radio show to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show is hailed for its remarkable guests, sponsors with integrity, and amazing listeners. Dr. Pat is in search of a creative, self-starting, energetic person to join the marketing team. If you're interested in helping promote and sustain the Dr. Pat Show, please submit your resume to pat at the drpatshow.com. Again, that's pat at the drpatshow.com. This is your opportunity to make a difference in your community and the world.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. As I said before, if you want to find out more about us, check us out on the website, www.thedrpatshow.com. You could also get there by drpatshow.com, drpatshow.com. Check out the latest things we've got going on, the lineup for the week, and finding out about people like my very special guest today, Peggy McColl. We're here talking about her book, her latest book, Your Destiny Switch. And don't forget to check out the limited offer, that is a time-limited offer, on her website. It's a special offer when you buy the book, and go to destinyswitch.com, destinyswitch.com. You know, Peggy, before the break, what I said is, you know, looking at faith and how often it shows up in the book, and I ask you about faith and really how faith played a role in the four epiphanies that you come up with and talk about in the book, because I think they're wonderful, and I'd love for you to share them in this last segment.
I'd love to share them. Faith has been an emotion that has played a significant role, one of the most significant roles in my life. And I define faith as something that is really, it's a belief. It's a very strong belief and a feeling in something that we have no physical evidence of. And in my own life, what happened was I was basically programmed, and it was programmed from childhood, and I'm not blaming anyone whatsoever. It's just the experience that I was having in a lack sort of mentality and in a feeling of being unworthy and undeserving of anything that was great. So faith had to play a big role for me because I had set some goals for myself. Number one was to, or not number one, but one of the goals was to run my own business. And so not having the belief system or the feelings or experience, previous experience of having money or having abundance in my life or having a successful business or having any type of success in my life was not something that I present or that I had previously experienced. So I had to develop an emotion of faith. And so for me, what I did was I just acted as if I already had it. And so if there were bills showing up or bank statements that are showing up, which were not, you know, typically giving me a good feeling, what I did was I'd create bank statements that would give me a good feeling. So I'd get the whiteout, and I'd white out what was there, and I'd put in a new bank total. And now what I do is I go online, and I'll take my bank statement, and I'll copy it into a Word document, and I'll modify and add digits. And
I love that, Peggy.
And then I'll post it. And, you know, it's interesting because one of the times that I did it, I put my bank statement for both my business and my personal on a vision board, and my son walked in the room and he saw them, and because I don't hide it. I mean, you can come in my home, you'll see my goals, my vision board, you'll see my affirmations, you'll see things everywhere, and that's perfectly fine. You'll see them on the desk in my office. And so my son walked in the room and he saw these bank statements. He's like, whoa, are we ever rich? and so I use those tools, and basically what happens is if I'm ever feeling that feeling of lack, or if in the past I ever felt that feeling of lack, I just start to think about it. I just shift how I was feeling and think about, well, what is it that I want to experience, and how would that feel? How would that feel? It's always, how would that feel? And then I just choose to feel what that feels like to have, you know, all the money that I'd ever want and need, and I can buy anything that I want. And it's almost like a pretend game.
It's actually the pretend of manifestation.
Yes, that's right.
Because it's really the first step, isn't it, to really clearing out the gunk that's in the way, as we say, on the crust.
Yes.
You know, because then we can really tap into that flow. I love what you've just said. I was sitting here writing it down so that I can do the same. I mean, I hadn't thought about copying the bank statement thing. That is so awesome. I hope my senior executive producer is listening today, because, you know, I think that there are so many things here that have to do with us really taking our lives to the next level. That's why you wrote the book. And what I said earlier, there are four epiphanies, and I love them. And I know the first one that you and I have talked about, the one from Bob Proctor. I wonder if we could just share what the other three are, because these are so powerful, Peggy.
Oh, be very happy to. The second one is that knowledge alone is not enough. And this was my own experience from investing nearly a decade of studying self-help and buying all the books and going to all the seminars and listening to all the audio programs, that I started to realize that I was absolutely an addict of this type of material and was studying it and had a lot of the knowledge. But until you actually apply it in your life, you're not gonna have the positive results from doing so. So it knowledge needs to be supplemented with an understanding of the knowledge, of the wisdom, of the ideas, and then a practical application. And I'll tell you, I really found that a lot of the material that was out there when I was studying was very complicated. And that's why my book, people say to me, it's so simple, it's such common sense. And that's why I wrote my book, because I didn't think the world needed another self-help book. There's plenty of them out there. Why I wrote Your Destiny Switch and why it's been released to the world for me is really about just creating a simple idea, simple tool, simple strategy, so that this epiphany of knowledge alone is not enough can really be applied in people's lives. The next one was that it only takes a little bit of poison to kill.
Mm.
And this really speaks to the destruction of negative emotions. You can have one emotion, such as fear, and it'll shut down. It's like a breaker switch, just boop, you know, it'll shut down the lights everywhere. And so we've got to watch what those poisonous emotions are. And for me, I had one of unworthiness. And so that is really what I believe destroyed my marriage to a wonderful man. And then the fourth one is, to have it all, you have to be willing to give it all up. And I'll tell you, Pat, when I heard that one, I didn't like it. Because to me, it meant that I had to give it all up, but that's not what it means at all. I didn't understand it at first. And so the idea is that to have it all, you have to be willing to give it all up. It's not this whole idea of having that which you want, that you desire, is not about an unhealthy attachment to things. It's actually the opposite. It's about having a healthy unattachment to things. Just knowing that we are creative beings, we have the ability to create, we can create anything that we want in any moment, and if something is removed from our life for whatever reason, we can recreate it again.
And that's such a powerful, powerful lesson for each and every one of us. And at the same time, it really does take courage to go down the path and really look at the fact that if you really, truly want it all, you have to be willing to give it up. I go through it every year that I sign my contracts for doing radio. I ask myself this question, and I sit in a place of what would my life be like if I never got behind the microphone again? Am I willing to be at that place for 5 minutes? And so the lessons and the information and the wonder that you have put in this book is amazing, Peggy. Thank you so much for joining us today on the show. In parting, what would you like to leave our listeners with? What's your personal message?
Well, I'd like to leave the message that I believe that we're here to serve, and that's really what it's all about. I think that, and just as you're doing, Dr. Pat, it just warms my heart because I believe that's what you're doing. You're here, you're serving the world, and you're serving the world selflessly. And that's what I think is really important, is let's look at ways that we can find ways and means and share with the world and give to the world so that we can help create a better life for other people, and that will just only be returned to us. There's no other way. The universe knows how to work, and so that's what I'd like to leave with folks, is to really look for ways of how can I serve today, in what way can I serve, and it could be just something as sharing some love, expressing some love to another human being.
Thank you so much for joining the show today, Peggy. This has been an amazing conversation. I want to remind everyone, go to destinyswitch.com. There's a time-limited offer. It will just blow you away. Peggy McCall, what a wonderful, wonderful conversation we have had. For many people, their lives will be changed forever. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. We'll see you all next week, same time, right here on Voice America. Until next week, create the life that you absolutely desire. Flip that destiny switch. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to The Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Tuesday for another dynamic hour of The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.